The gap we've got to bridge is the gap between thinking the focus of religion and the way to convert people to Christ and the principal activity of the church is that building on Sunday morning from 9 to 12 and getting people in there to hear us preach and to be part of and see that we're doing it right and better so they'll want to be part of it and not join, but be added to it. We've got to replace that with the idea we do those meetings to be reminded that the real activity of the church is 6.5 days a week when we're not in our buildings, but when God disperses us into every nook and cranny of the small town or the city or the school or whatever the network is, that we go there. 1 Corinthians 10:31, doing everything we do, whether it's eating, drinking, or whatever it is, fill in the blank, we're doing it now to the glory of God. That's our reason for being there. Colossians 3:17, we're doing everything we do in the name of Jesus, or as the New Living Translation says, as a representative of Jesus in this world. Church is not a club. It's not the attractional thing. So that the chief question is, are you a member? And it's not a place so that somebody says, did you go to church Sunday? It's an identity statement about people who have heard the gospel and in response to it have been called out of the world, called to become holy as God is holy, called together to live in community with others who serve the world by giving it a glimpse of the kingdom of God as missional people going into the clergy. Can't be in all those places where Christ needs a representative. You're there, though. And when something happens, when there's sadness, when there's grief, when there's an accident, when there's distress, when there's pain, don't call the preacher. You be there. And as missional presence in the world, just love them and in the way Jesus would react to them, care enough about them to be part of their joy or their sorrow. And a lot of non-Christians will be so impressed by that that they will be compelled to give God the honor and the praise and even begin considering the possibility that they want that same presence in their lives. And we will have bridged the gap from being the Sunday people talking loudly about how the world doesn't care to being weekday people showing that God does care. And so touching and affecting people that the gospel begins to permeate their minds and their lives. And we can tell them the good news and let them become part of that same community of God.